important man this country ever knew. I don't know what politician you have reference to.
Well, it isn't Mr. Bryan.
Then it must be Mr. Hugh.
I got a hunch, and to this bunch I'm going to introduce.
Who's that?
Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from our reporter on location at the Kennedy Mine.
22 long days have gone by here in Jackson, but the waiting should be over soon. Some 200 of us are gathered here at the collar of the Kennedy Mine. I can hear the noise of the electric hoist and see the cable winding on its spool as a skip is being brought to the surface. It's up now, and the cage door is opening. Three men get out. One is a fresh air boy. He's talking to Superintendent Garbarini. They're looking in this direction. Now they're walking over here, and I think we'll get a statement now.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Louis Malinati, and I've been part of the rescue team since the fire began. I know you want answers, and I'll give them as quickly as I can. 2 hours ago, we broke through the tunnel, holding our carbide lamps close to the ground in case of gas. We kept going and came to the main shaft of the Argonaut. The air continued good, but the Bureau of Mine Rescue men didn't want us to take any chances, so we put on our oxygen helmets. We did that and kept going. Up ahead, we found a bulkhead that must have been built by the trapped miners. The air was real bad by then, because I saw a canary drop over and some of the carbide lamps go out. Well, we broke the bulkhead down, and 25 feet further we found another bulkhead. But this one was stuffed with bits and pieces of clothing. We broke that one down also, and that's when we found the bodies. Some of the men were holding their heads in their hands. Some were just stretched out with their coats under them, like they were sleeping. And others were curled up and holding each other. They must have jammed their clothes into the makeshift bulkhead to try and keep out the gas, but it didn't work. They're all dead. All 47 of them. Please excuse me. We'll be making a full report as soon as we can.
For the past 3 weeks, Jackson has been preparing for this day. The search has ended, but the most difficult task is still ahead. Right now, I can see the Red Cross workers leaving. Their job is to carry word to the wives and children of the 47 dead miners. This is Cedric Clute returning you to our studio.
With his horse,
Barney Google with a doo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google with a doo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google bet his horse would win the prize.
When the horses ran that day, Bob Cluck ran the other way.